Hello, everybody out there in internet radio land. This is Blake. Ruby, how are you? I hope you've been okay over the last week. Welcome to my show, Gods and Goddesses. And it just so happens that I was practicing some songs because I love to practice my music. I've got about 100 plus songs that I know by heart, and that's why I practice them. Why do I practice them? Because it's been a while, but I used to go to the Wounded Warriors on Fort Sam Houston to the Warrior and Family Support Center and sing for them about, used to be once a month. I would go around lunchtime and sing for an hour and a half. Anyway, I've got some songs here ready to go. I just learned a new song, and I'd like to sing it for you. So besides that, I think I'm going to sing two songs, and then I will talk about some things that are on my mind and anything that comes to mind. All right, so let me get my music fired up here. I don't know if it's any, if it's against any, what are they called, rights, so-called rights, but if necessary, we can just, sure, BBS Radio, I don't know if they'll delete that part, but I think it's okay. I've done it before. They'll do it again. This song is called Alone Again. And every song I learn is for, usually geared towards the wounded warriors and any issues that they're going through, you know, love issues, loneliness issues. And so this is Alone Again by a group called Dawkins, which was one of those glam groups from the 80s, like with Poison and Rat and Cinderella. You know, if you've ever heard of them before, because I'm an 80s kind of person. I'm 66 years old, and so I went through the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Anyway, this is a really cool song, and I've been wanting to learn it. It's got some pretty cool lyrics, nice lyrics, and I feel like a rock star, you know, sometimes. And I'm always working on my songs, you know, to master them and just be a better singer. And I'm not sure how this is going to come across because on my cell phone here, and I've got my Fender speakers and I've got my equipment here, but I'll give it a try because I'm not quite ready to give up singing right now. And then even if I have to talk for just 30 minutes, then so be it. You know, this is my show. I've got a whole hour to do whatever I want to do. And if you're out there listening, and then I'm sure, you know, you'll enjoy it just the way it is, no matter what. I don't usually have anything planned. I've written things down before, but sometimes the spontaneous stuff, I like that better, you know, rather than having written things down, just whatever comes to mind, you know, thinking on your feet kind of thing. Anyway, so this is called Alone Again by Dawkins, D-O-K-K-E-N. And they had a really great guitar player in a man by the name of George Lynch. And there's one solo, the solo part in the middle of the song has just got the coolest, the most neatest sounding solo I've heard, one of the best, especially the end part of it. So anyway, I'm here in my backyard, and when I practice, I don't turn the music up too loud, and I use a microphone, you know. I shift hands. One song, I'll sing it with my left. Next song, I'll sing it with the right and alternate, you know. And I think that's the best way for me because the way I see it, you got to exercise both parts. It's really, you know, a muscle thing and it's a lung thing. And from my experience, and I got a lot of experience, believe me, for years. Maybe not as much as some people, some of the pros out there, you know, but and I've mentioned this before on previous shows, you have to use both hands, you know, when it comes to singing. And it doesn't matter if you do like I do, alternate, you know, one song, sing with a microphone with the left hand. Because when you have a microphone on the stand, that's really no fun for me, because you can't walk around for one thing. You know, you can't maintain a lot of eye contact with the audience. And so then after another song, just change the microphone to the other hand. That way you're using like two halves of your body. You know, you got a whole concept there. You know, you're using your left arm, your right arm, you're gesturing with your left hand, gesturing with your right hand. You know, you alternate, and it's good. So this song, check out the lyrics. It's really cool. I just learned it. This is like the 120th song I think I've learned, you know, the lyrics for. And I don't look at the screen. I might sometimes sneak a little peek, you know, if like on a cruise ship singing karaoke, and I think I might be forgetting the words. I'll take a quick peek. But most of the time, I've got the words down pat, and in my computer, on my laptop, I've got all these songs downloaded from karaokeversion.com. And so, of course, there's no lyrics there. Other songs, like on YouTube, Carafun is one of the most popular karaoke videos, and they're really good. You know, good sounding music. You can tell some are better than others, you know. And so they have the lyrics with those videos, but normally I don't look at the lyrics. I don't want to, you know, I want to remember them. Anyway, then I'll sing a song called Heaven and Hell by Black Sabbath, which is a really cool song. Actually, it was Ronnie James Dio that was the main voice for the song. And that's got some neat lyrics as well. And so I'll see how I'd go with these first two songs. I'm not sure how it'll sound. I'll find out later when the show gets archived into BBS Radio's archives. Many thanks to BBS Radio, of course. If this, I'm trying to remember what the word is, some kind of rights. Because I've had some songs taken off of YouTube because I've violated some rights by the songwriter. Which is kind of ridiculous, you know. I'm just singing this karaoke song, if you want to call it that, you know. Anyway, here goes the song. Let me fire it up.
I said stay, but you turned away. Tried to say that it was me. Now I'm here, and I'm all alone. Now I know how it feels. I'm alone again. I tried so hard to make you see, but I couldn't find the words. Now the tears, they fall like rain. I'm alone again without you. Alone again without you. Alone again without you, alone again without you. try so hard to make you see, but I couldn't find the words. Now the tears, they fall like rain. I'm alone again without you. Alone again without you. Alone again without you. Alone again without you. Alone again without you.
That's it. Cool words, huh? All right. Well, I've got another song here to sing. Heaven and Hell by Black Sabbath. And it's a really neat song. So check it out. Here goes.
Sing me a song, you're a singer. Do me a wrong, you're a bringer of evil. The devil is never a maker. The less that you give, you're a taker. So it's on and on and on. It's heaven and hell. Oh, well. The love of life's not a sinner. An ending is just a beginning. The closer you get to the meaning, the sooner you'll know when you're dreaming. So it's on and on and on. It goes on and on and on. It goes on and on and on. Heaven and hell. Ooh, I can say. Well, if it seems to be real, it's illusion. For every moment of truth, there's confusion in life. Love can be seen as the answer, but nobody feels for the dancer. So it's on and on, on and on, on and on and on. say that life's a carousel. When you dash, you're gonna ride as well. The fold is full of cheap and queens who blind your eyes and steal your dreams of heaven and hell. Oh well, and they'll tell you black is really white. The moon is shirt, the sun is night. And when you walk in golden halls, you get to keep the gold that falls in heaven and hell. Ooh-hoo. You've got to feel for the dancer. Ooh-hoo. Look for the answer. Ooh-hoo-hoo.
Well, now it's got about an out, not an introduction, an out-troduction maybe, of about a minute. So I'm going to go to another song. I'm going to sing two more songs. One feels like summertime here in San Antonio, so I'm going to sing a song about summer called The Boys of Summer. I hope this is sounding okay to you. Anyway, let me get that song going. Nobody on the road, nobody on the beach, a field in the air, summer's out of reach, empty lake, empty street, the sun goes down alone, I'm driving by your house though, I know you're not old man, I can see you, your brow's been shining in the sun, you got your hair combed back in those sunglasses. Long, baby, I can tell you my love for you will still be strong after the boys of summer are gone. I never will forget those nights. I wonder if it was a dream. Remember how you made me crazy. Remember how I made you scream. Now I don't understand what happened to our love. We're gonna kiss you back. I'm gonna show you what I'm made of. I can see you. Your bells can shine in the sun. I see you walking real slow there. Smiling at everyone. I can tell you my love for you will still be strong after the boys of summer are gone. Thank you.
Out on the road today, a thoughthead head sticker on a Cadillac. A little voice inside my head said, don't look back, you can never look back. I thought I knew what love was. What did I know? Those days are gone forever. I should just let them go, but I can see you. Your brown skin shining in the sun. You got the top pulled down and the radio on, baby. I can tell you my love for you will still be strong after the boys of summer are gone. I can see you. Your mouth been shining in the sun. You got your hair slicked back and those waves there was long, baby. I can tell you my love for you will still be strong after the boys of summer are gone.
That was Don Henley, The Boys of Summer. I'm having such a good time here. I'm going to play another song. This is one of my favorites by Blue Oyster Cult, a group from back in the 70s. And this one, check out the words on this. This is a beautiful song about a guy who has like an experience with an angel. And it's called I Love the Night. And that speaks for itself because this guy's saying he loves the night. He waits for the night to come. He just loves it. The day's okay and the sun can be fun, but he loves the night. So here goes. Let me get it up. Okay, here goes. That night a kiss told me it was over. I walked out late to the dark. Misty blue seemed to soak up my sorrow. Further I went on, I felt a spreading calm. Then suddenly my eyes were bathed in light. And the lovely lady in white was by my side. She said, like me, I see you walking alone. Won't you please stay? I couldn't look away. She said, I love the night. The day is okay and the sun can be fun, but I live to see those rays slip away. I love the night. There's so much that I can share and give to you. If you will welcome me tonight. If only you had been there, my dear. We could have shared this together.
no mortal was meant to know such wonder. One look in the mirror told me so. Come darkness, I'll see you again. Yes, I'm gonna go, 'cause now I know. I love the night. The day is okay and the sun can be fun, but I live to see those waves slip away.
That was I Love the Night by Blue Oyster Cult. Gotta stay hydrated when you're a singer, you know. Sometimes the voice gives out just a little bit. I've been drinking water with a straw nowadays because I'm able to get more in my body. You know, you go to a restaurant, they give you a straw to drink with your water. Oh, here comes Godzilla by Blue Oyster Cult. Let me sing this song, and then that'll be it. With a soul grimace and a terrible sound, he pulls the spitting hot tension wires down. Helpless people on subway trains scream bug-eyed as he looks in on them. He picks up a bus and he throws it back down as he waits through the building towards the center of town. Oh no, they say he's got to go, 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 Godzilla. Oh no, there goes Tokyo, go, go, Godzilla. No. Oh no, they say he's got to go, 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 Godzilla. Yeah. Oh no, there goes Tokyo, go, go, Godzilla. No. Again, how nature points out the folly of man. God.
Godzilla. Songs again and again, how nature points out the folly of man. Godzilla. Shows again and again how nature points out the folly of man. Godzilla.
All right, everybody, that's it for me, and my microphone's running out too. So I've got about 25 minutes left.
Isn't that great?
What was just about to play there was a song by 10 Years After called I'd Love to Change the World. And that is a cool song. Back in the 70s, I remember listening to it in Guadalajara, Mexico, when I used to go to bed at night. I'd wake up, I kept the radio on. And yes, I made it through there. Guadalajara, I survived. I'm still alive. I'm alive today. Hey. And so I had this radio that my parents bought in Germany. And I would go to bed, and I would have this radio station on called Radio Internacional. International radio, right? And so I remember sometimes waking up maybe 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning to be playing that song. I'd love to change the world, but I don't know what to do. So I leave it up to you. Anyway, I'll sing that next week. I'll check out how it sounds, you know, when VBS archives this show. And I'm just curious to see how it sounds. Anyway, that was a few songs by me, Blake. I hope you liked them. My son listened to my show last week. And I know I've had a lot of people listening in before. And around the world, I mean, who can tell if somebody may be in Russia or China? You know, internet is such a big thing. And BBS Radio, they've got a reputation for spiritual shows, you know, spirituality is very important, you know. Our technology nowadays is incredible. You have to admit, you know, I can talk with my stepdaughter in Tokyo on our cell phones, you know, have FaceTime. I can FaceTime my son in California. You have to admit, that's pretty just wonderful technology, and I thank God for that. I really do. I don't take it for granted. You know, we all should. It's totally, you know, beyond my understanding, some of it. You know, I don't even know how a computer's made or television's made, all the inner details, inner workings, you know, all the tiny little parts, how it actually works, I don't know. I think most people don't. Some people probably do. Anyway, I'll be right back, okay? I'm going to get some food here. Hello, everybody. I'm back. The cat was sitting there faithfully while I was singing my songs, waiting to be fed, so I opened up a can of cat food for the cat. Got myself a whole can of soup, which I don't mind eating, you know, being an old soldier, soldier for life. We used to go to the field a lot and take all this pokey bait with us. And sometimes you'd eat a can or whatever, soup, anything, you know. You just eat it cold. It doesn't matter if it's hot. I've got this can of minestrone. Pretty good stuff. I wanted to talk about what's been going on with all these shootings, you know. And giving a lot of thought. Now, I've come to the conclusion that the police need some more training because they've been messing up, you know, messing up, making mistakes. That, I think his name was Dwayne White, and then the 16-year-old teenager, excessive use of force. I hope, you know, I understand the police have a very difficult job. And I respect them. I admire them. You know, I mean, it's just a really difficult situation to come upon, you know, when, especially with a 16-year-old teenage girl, you know, who had a knife, what do you do? Well, you got to be able to handle those situations, you know? Starting with the girl, I mean, you don't shoot someone four times when she has a knife, or she may or may not have had a knife in her hand, you know? They were having maybe a knife fight. Maybe the other person threw their knife away. Who knows exactly what happened? I don't at this time, maybe later. But there's so many other things that the police can do, you know, instead of deadly force, a taser, you know, a stick, hitting somebody. But you just don't pump four bullets into somebody, you know, who is really no threat to you. I mean, she wasn't attacking the police person. There's no justification. That officer should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. I'm sorry, you know. If they want to claim that they were overstressed, you know, and guilty by reason of insanity, no, maybe that's not fair. But, I mean, what else could they have done? They could have chased her. I said that. They could have taken her out in other ways, you know. But you just don't. One bullet, maybe, or maybe, you know, I read this, putting a bullet in the leg, you know, and the police chief said, we don't do that. We're told to shoot center mass. What? Come on. You take me to be a fool or an idiot, you know? You don't shoot center mass somebody when you can shoot him in the leg. That will stop. Or just fire a shot in the air, you know? That gets people with attention. But, you know, this 16-year-old girl pumped four bullets into a 16-year-old girl. She might have had a chance to survive if they'd only shot her once, you know. And then I saw him trying to perform CPR on her. Are you kidding me? You just killed her. Now you're trying to help her? It's ridiculous to me, you know. I mean, what's going on? There's some people are just, and I've been hearing, you know, they've politicized it. I've been hearing some stuff that's pretty crazy. It doesn't make any sense, you know, illogical, irrational. You can't rationalize pumping four bullets into a young girl. Yes, she had a knife, you know, but usually people can take care of themselves with a knife. I mean, yeah, you can get stabbed in the neck, you can get stabbed in the heart, but you can also run away, you know. You don't have to stand there and, you know, shoot a bullet in the air, you know, shoot the gun. Stop. Put down your gun. Put down your knife, I mean, you know. Bang. Okay. Yeah, that got their attention, right? Shooting a gun in the air. But pump four bullets into a teenage girl, 16-year-old girl. No way is anyone going to survive that, you know. It's crazy. And the police are supposed to be on the top of their game, you know. Yes, they've got a difficult job. I said that. But, I mean, they've got to keep it together. I mean, more than anybody else, you know, they've got to handle these stressful situations in a reasonable way. That's why they need more training. Come on. That's the answer. Police, everybody out there, they need more training. It's as simple as that. You know, how do you handle these situations that get out of control, that escalate? And all these killings, deadly force, when they could use tasers, I don't care what anyone says, there's more justification for a taser than shooting four bullets into somebody. They want to go down that road, then all I can say is that that's an idiotic way to think, you know, and you can do better than that as a human being. Where's the humanity in shooting someone four times? Where is the, you know, thinking about the mother losing her daughter, where's the humanity in that? There's some trigger-happy cop, and I know their lives are on the line. I understand that. And there's good cops and bad cops. I understand that. But you don't pump four bullets into someone, bang, 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 bang. One shot, if anything, okay? And if you got to shoot center mass, just shoot one shot. Well, now going on to what was his name? Dwayne White. And he didn't have a weapon. I mean, they've got eyes to see. They've got eyes in their heads. Got their video cams on. He didn't have a gun. He wasn't reaching for a gun, as far as I could tell. What happened to the taser? Where was the taser? Why don't they use the taser more? Come on. You don't use deadly force. You don't have to. Again, more training, police. Come on now. You're messing up, making mistakes. Very obvious. And also, I mean, my God, George Floyd was about a year ago, and you're still screwing up? You know? Come on. Get with it. Get that training. Stop making mistakes. No deadly force unless it's absolutely necessary. You got to know the difference, you know? You're killing people's sons and daughters, especially black people, you know? I don't know what's going on. I thought black people were freed back in 1863, you know, at the end of the Civil War. What the heck, you know? You got these fully grown adults walking around like with minds of five-year-olds, you know, who can't think for themselves. They're not increasing their intellectual capacity or their intelligence, you know, and they just carry that tradition, you know, on from one generation to the other without making a whole lot of sense with what they say or do, you know. Those are the people that discriminate against blacks. Ku Klux Klan, I saw a show on CNN about that. Are you kidding me? People that used to wear, I know, we're evolving as a world, you know, going through all these changes. It's a slow process. And when you don't have a lot of money in the civilization or technology, then, unfortunately, people get enslaved. You know, we've seen it before in the past. All the way back to Moses' time, people were enslaved. That's what happens when you don't have a lot of money. It's too bad, but that's such is life on a Category 1 lower evolutionary status planet. You know, there's other planets out there that are more evolved than us. Now, anyone who thinks that we're a highly advanced civilization, let me tell you, in my opinion, we haven't even gone past the first letter in the word civilization, from C to I, as far as being civilized. Haven't even gone from C to I. That's where we are as a world, you know. When we can treat people equally, when people are not making mistakes, you know, killing people, without any regard to them as being human beings and having families, mothers and fathers who care for them, who love them. I don't know if it's going to get better. What do you think? I thought with George Floyd, that would be the end. And Derek Chauvin, let me tell you about Derek Chauvin. The man's a killer. I'm sure he's killed other people before. Did you hear about the case back on September the 4th, 2017? Him and another policeman went to a domestic disturbance call at a house. They went inside. This 14-year-old was threatening his mother and threatening to hit her, beat her up, whatever. And so they were talking to the 14-year-old. Derek Chauvin hit him on the head with his flashlight. Hit him so hard he needed stitches afterwards. And he grabbed him by the throat, tackled him down to the ground. Both of the officers did. Hit him again with the flashlight in the head, and then did that infamous knee hold in his neck and in his back for like 17 minutes. Did you know that? But they didn't want that evidence given to the jury or during that last trial, you know, for the murder of George Floyd. Derek Chauvin is one of those bad cops, a killer cop, you know, who has no respect for people or for humanity. I hope he gets his due sentence, but it's beyond me, you know. Actually, it's up to God. But it will be up to the court system, you know, to determine the sentence. I think that's sentencing is in August, but there are cops like that out there, you know, and they're maybe they've seen too much bad stuff. You know, they get changed. But if there ever was a bad apple, Derek Chauvin was one, you know. To have his neck, his knee on George Floyd's neck for 9 minutes, he knew what he was doing. He knew he would kill him. That's what I believe. And those other cops standing around not doing anything, they're just as guilty as he is. They gotta, you know, they gotta grow a brain, grow some huevones, you know, do the right thing, you know. Do the right thing. Now, after having said that, I feel kind of sorry for Derek Chauvin. God said, vengeance is mine, and true. You know, on that day when we leave planet Earth and go to the great unknown, actually, I know, the spirit lands. Your spirit lives on. Anybody that doesn't know that, them, just a young soul, you know. And there will be a life review of your life. It comes in many different shapes and fashions, you know. I've heard of, like on a television screen, a hologram in front of you. You get to see everything, everything you did, how you interacted with people, any pain or suffering that you caused them, any heartaches or suffering. Because karma applies to all of us, my friends. Karma is something that has to be paid back. Any debt that you have, any harm that you cause someone has to be paid back. Universal law says that you can't harm somebody without getting that same harm back on you. Isn't that cool? I realize that. You can't hurt somebody, whether it's with words or physical actions, you know, hitting somebody, punching somebody. You can't do that. It will come back to you on Judgment Day. On that day, you look at your whole life in review, and you see the good and the bad, then more than anybody else, more than God, more than the elders that might be there, more than Jesus that might be there, any deceased relatives, angels, you will judge yourself as to whether or not you graduate from this lower evolutionary category of existence to a higher category of evolution, another planet elsewhere in the Milky Way galaxy or throughout the universe. You'll be born again on another planet, my friend, in another life. As sure as I'm talking to you right now, that's going to happen. I guarantee it. But first you'll go to heaven or the spirit lands and you'll chill out there. Hopefully you'll make it. If you do little random acts of kindness, you're good to people, you say good words, if you're positive, if you study spirituality, if you're friendly, gentle, good to animals, you know, don't abuse dogs or cats. Those are the two main pets, right? Then more than likely, you'll graduate to a higher existence, you know. Then again, some people have come here to planet Earth to help other people, and they're already what they call mystic travelers that have traveled throughout the universe and have many lives underneath their belts. But some are young souls, newly created spirits and souls, you know. Not quite sure about this planet. It's a beauty. You got to admit, planet Earth is a beautiful, beautiful world. It is so beautiful, isn't it? Just imagine 500 years ago what it looked like. No pollution, no air pollution, no water pollution, no industrialization, no building up of cities, no concrete on the ground over everything. It was a veritable paradise, you know, but the life is... Think of all the life here on Earth. There's millions of insects, different types of insects, each one with eyes. Imagine that. God, isn't the creator amazing? make little insects with eyes that can see? Do you know how to do that? I don't. Or maybe in the oceans you have like 30 down. I've got 1 minute left, my friends. And it's been good. Thank you for listening to my show. You can check it out on BBS Radio's archives. Remember, the greatest prayer is for everyone else, for everyone out there. So it should go something like this. Creator of the universe, please bless us, everyone, for all your children. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise, my friends. You are a child of God. Yes, all religions, everybody. I love you. Talk to you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.